Their hearts are far from me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, there's nothing subtle about today's readings. They are straightforward and blunt. In today's gospel, the deacon just proclaimed, the religious leaders of Christ's day were accusing him of ignoring their laws and traditions. Christ, on the other hand, turned tables on them and told them they were missing the main point of what religion is all about. Here, my dear brothers and sisters, don't we also, you and I, sometimes miss the main point of religion, whether it be Catholicism, or whether it be Hinduism, or whether it be Protestantism, we miss the point sometimes. Because religion, every religion, as far as I know, speaks about love, speaks about forgiveness, speaks about penance. And if you read church history, you know that, and I know that, that in the name of religion, you know, people were killed. The Crusades, for example, you see, were killed there. In the name of religion there, you see, in Ireland, people were persecuted there. In the name of religion there, in India, people were punished. Besides contradicting some of God's laws, Jesus condemned them because they stressed only external observance. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, so many of us, including myself, sometimes, you see, we have to be honest. We put on a facade, you see, when it suits us. Jesus reminds us that true religion is from the heart. From the heart. From the heart, it goes to the mind. And from the mind, it goes to the different senses. In our society, we encounter an overwhelming amount of laws, some from God, some from our religious leaders, and many, unfortunately, from government and civil authority. Yes, law is important. There's no two ways about it. Make no mistake about it. Organization is important. There's no two ways about it. For example, I'll give an example. Let's say Father Wilson, the pastor, says, okay, today the 5 o'clock mass is going to be their 5 o'clock mass. And then 2 weeks later he says, oh no, I think we'll have it at 4:30. And next thing he says, 6 o'clock. Confusion, right? They say, what's going on? And that's exactly, my dear brothers and sisters, what Christ was trying to point out. Without law, there is chaos and anarchy. That's why. As soon as God created the world and human beings, he chose Moses to give them, you know, the Ten Commandments. That was a basic thing, Ten Commandments. But if you read the Ten Commandments there, you see, you know, they can be tough. You know, you shall not do this, you shall not do this, you shall not do this. It tends to be rather negative, but it's important, yes. And then comes Christ on the scene, and he gives a beautiful thing, the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek. He uses the word blessed, you know, because blessedness comes from our heart. We live in a society where too many of us think freedom means doing whatever we want without having to answer to any authority. I don't think you and I, at this point in time in our lives, in this country there or the world, we need any stretch of imagination. I don't want to go into details, but it's so very, very obvious. Without law, there would be no freedom. But we would be spending all our energy simply trying to avoid being annihilated. Moses, reminded God's people in today's first reading that if they kept God's law, the Ten Commandments, they would be admired by their contemporaries and they would prosper. You and I have to balance the restrictions that laws place upon us with the freedom we want to enjoy. This requires maturity to be able to keep that balance, and most of us manage to do fairly a good job of that. Sometimes, my dear brothers and sisters, when we get tempted, and God already knows how we get tempted, the devil is so very, very active, we might think, well, if no one is watching and I don't get caught, maybe I can get away with doing something. Don't we have that attitude sometimes there? I shouldn't be doing or avoiding something I should. When we think that way, we are becoming like the Pharisees and thinking only about the externals. You know, in the olden days, and thank God it's over there, we were taught, we can go so far, and it's only a venial sin. And then when you cross that, it becomes a mortal sin. That's exactly what the Lord is trying to say. No, that's not right. You don't follow the law, the letter of the law, but rather we follow the spirit of the law. External observance is very important. Like you and I at this Mass, we might feel like hitting someone over the head with a club, but it's a better thing not to do so. In the second reading, St. James tells us today, be doers of the word and not hearers only. God's 10 commandments are mostly about external behavior. Just go through that, external behavior. Take, for example, one commandment there, honor your father and your mother. External is very, very important. You shall not kill. External. You shall not covet someone's property. External there. Yeah. Only the last two are about what goes in our hearts when we want to take possession of what does not belong to us. Covet the neighbor's wife, covet the neighbor's goods. In other words, jealousy. I'm jealous because I don't have what someone else has. Our feelings, my dear brothers and sisters, are not always the purest or the best. We are tempted. We are tempted, yes. But as temptations come there, I think they're means to grace. As long as we avoid them, as long as we say, Lord, have mercy on me, that's about it. You don't commit sin. Our feelings are not always purest. It is often thought that doing the right thing, that our hearts are changed. Not necessarily. Doing the right thing. Externals again. It's not necessary there. Jesus wants us to do what is right, but he wants more. He wants nothing less than for our hearts to be filled with his love and grace. The Greek word is used metanoia. In other words, change of heart. Whether someone is watching or not, it's when we have a right heart that we do the right thing. That's the high level of immaturity. And for us, my dear brothers and sisters, unlike the people in the Old Testament, we don't need images because we've got the real, real person. We've got the humanity of Christ. And the humanity of Christ is one of compassion. The humanity of Christ is one of forgiveness. The humanity of Christ is one of peace. The humanity of Christ is one of love. None of this is externals. It comes from our heart. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this weekend, let's try and be real people, be honest people. We are. But let us ask the Lord to help us to look into ourselves, and if there's something to change, to change it from our hearts. And then we will hear, please God, these words. Good and faithful servant, enter into my kingdom, which was prepared for you for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.